Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning to you.
And good morning to you.
Who wants a piece of pie?
Who wants the first piece of that pie, huh?
Pie for breakfast.
Is this pie homemade?
Pie is so good.
This pie is fantastic.
I'm sorry, the pie is terrible.
Well, you know what they say.
Beauty is in the pie of the beholder.
Say what?
Beauty is in the pie of the beholder.
Nobody says that.
Happy National Pie Day.
Showtime.
A slice of pie today. It's National Pie Day today. Not to be confused with the Math Pie Day, which
is March the 14th.
Yeah. But yeah, National Pie Day. What's your favorite flavor of pie? It's so hard to choose.
Lemon meringue or key lime.
Ooh,
a good key lime pie. Even those Edwards in the freezer section.
Yes.
So good.
Delicious. I love key lime.
And for the sad people in life who are like, you know what? I want pie, but it's just me. They sell single slices.
Yes, they do.
Chocolate chess.
And I can eat them right out of the freezer. If you get them in
the best.
Freezer,
yeah.
Get them out of the freezer.
Chocolate chess, I had that for the first time at Thanksgiving, and it tastes like a mix between brownie batter and pudding.
Correct.
I don't really get what it is.
What could be wrong with that?
Nothing.
National Pie Day today. Have some pie. So last night, I was shaving, and I cut a section of my face off.
Oh, no.
It is the worst
Right there.
It is the worst shaving cut I've ever had.
You got it. Let me see.
It bled
so
long.
Oh,
and it would
no.
be bleeding now if I didn't have Steptic pencil rubbed all over it.
You know, yeah. Stopped. Like the liquid Band-Aid type thing?
Yeah, well, you know, Steptic pencil is like it's like alum. That's what it is. Made of alum, and it constricts the blood vessels and stops the bleeding.
How long have you been shaving?
30-something.
I cut myself every single time. Legs are, yeah. I'm like, I haven't learned it yet.
Wake up with the whole show. Did you win the Powerball last night? You know, you probably didn't because according to the lottery, there's no winner. $343 million is a new jackpot for Saturday night. But you could have won some money depending on how many numbers you matched in the Powerball last night. There you go.
Let's see how you did tonight. First number down is 33 to lead us off. And right after that, America, we have the number 59. Next number down is 44. That's followed by 67. And we're going to wind it up for you tonight. Good luck with the number 11. All right, now for your winning Powerball number. It is 8 tonight, and that power play multiplier is 3.
All right.
How much do you think that guy gets paid to work for 30 seconds
a night? $7.25 an hour.
And he makes that. I like that music in the background. He's like, hello, America.
Yeah.
So no winner. $343 million is the jackpot.
I generally don't play if it's not... if it's not over $400
million. Is it worth it then?
No. Okay. By the time they take taxes out, which is stupid because really I'm excited if I find like quarters. I'm like, yay!
Yay! Laundry!
I was saying, it's like finding that fiver in a winter coat you hadn't worn in a year.
Yeah.
I didn't buy a lot of lottery tickets, but evidently there's a lot of states. They've ranked the states. The number one lottery spending state, by
New
the
York.
Way. No, it's Massachusetts.
Oh.
The average person in Mass spent almost $1,000 a year on lottery tickets.
Really?
The average person in Massachusetts.
That's a lot.
Spends about $1,000. It's almost $1,000, $900 and something dollars on lottery tickets every year.
I maybe spend $5. How often do you buy, like, Powerball or lottery?
Only when it's like it is now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When it's hyped up and the prize is big and I start thinking... I should get one because if somebody wins, it could have been me.
It might as well be you. That's what there was a big one like last year, right? We all went and got tickets.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that was $6 that I spent. There you go.
Well, we should do that today.
We should.
We could win. You don't win if you don't play, right?
Not yet.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 624. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. Happy birthday to you if you're celebrating today. You share your birthday with several interesting people. Robin Zander of Cheap Trick. It's interesting to see how these guys, I thought that he'd be older. 67 today.
He's only 10 years older than you?
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
What's a song I know from Cheap Trick?
I want you to want me.
There you go.
I need you
yeah,
to need
that's
me.
Good. That's good. Yeah.
If she hadn't stopped, yeah. If she hadn't stopped, I would hit her with a stick.
And I would like it.
Marissa Hargitay of Law and Order.
Oh, don't.
She's 56 today. Happy birthday.
I used to love SVU, but I got so sick of that stupid stare she would do. If you're an avid SVU watcher, you know what I'm talking about. It got worse throughout the year. So she's kind of like squinted her eyes a little bit, mouth slightly parched. Like,
yeah.
Like every, she's just taking it all in, the life of a cop.
Things that irritate you.
Also, happy birthday to Richard Dean Anderson, who played MacGyver on TV. He's 70, and Anita Pointer of the Pointer Sisters is 72.
Ah.
Listen to this. This is one of those things that you read and you go, no, but yeah, it's correct. China's coronavirus could have the same death rate as the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918 that killed 50 million people.
It's population control. It's the universe trying to level things out because we just keep saving everybody.
I mean, that's some crazy numbers there.
It is.
Gee whiz. That's scary, scary stuff. Got all this quarantine going on, shutting down public transportation.
That's not as big. The Spanish flu was never as big as a plague, was it? You know, off the top of your head, I don't know if you know history.
Oh, this is
he survived it. He should know.
This was considered the deadliest virus in history. 50 million people. All right. The Super Bowl is coming up fast. I know that the teams that many of you wanted to be playing in the Super Bowl are not playing in the Super Bowl this year, and I'm sorry about that. But it is what it is.
If you're going to the Super Bowl, though, and your teams aren't in it, isn't it kind of nice because you're not invested in your team winning? People get very, like, they're super serious about their team winning.
I think you could almost enjoy the game more.
Exactly, because you're not worried about which team wins. You're there to take it all in and have a good time.
Right. Well, tickets are not cheap. An anonymous fan has paid $34,805 for two first-row Super Bowl tickets on the 20-yard line on the Chiefs' side of the field.
No.
That's $34,000 for the pair.
See, I was talking to a friend about this, watching the games on Sunday. Like, you see people who are down sideline, and that can't be a good, if you're on the field, that can't be good viewership. But, like, if you have to go kind of like 15 rows back. In order to be able to see.
Midway up in the lower.
Well, it's the same rules apply in a movie theater. Never get on the front row like that.
That's how you can tell a psychopath. People who buy front row tickets intentionally and people who put ketchup all over their fries. Psychos.
So where do you put your ketchup? On the side?
On the side, and I dip.
Okay, all right. If you're going to the Super Bowl, things are very expensive if you're going to stay anywhere. Miami condo owners are renting their condos and apartments for $40,000 a night during Super Bowl week. The penthouse condos, they're sweet. They have ocean views and amazing amenities. Some South Beach hotels are charging as much as $3,800 a night for a room during Super Bowl week. In fact, a Days Inn at the Fort Lauderdale Airport is charging $400 a night.
About how much money that's bringing in, though, especially because Miami's done everything to try to get people out to their games. This is the most this is the biggest opportunity that city has to make money off of football.
Miami needs to do some recouping after the Dolphins. completely messed up their NFL franchise. Yeah.
I like the colors of your team, but you guys are garbage.
Used to love the Dolphins when I was a kid, though. My dad and I followed the Dolphins, but of course, this was the 1970s when they were winning Super Bowls, you know what I mean?
It's easy to like winners, Dale. Yeah.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. What makes your hair go gray? I mean, some people think they know what makes, you know, your hair go gray. First of all, who in the room has gray hair? Has
me.
Gray? You have grays.
I have a few.
Do you have Amy, do you have a lot of gray in your
hair? My stylist says I don't have a lot of gray, but right. I see it and I start to have a panic attack. Though I've had it since I babysat kids when I was 14. I was babysitting three kids. And that's the one who told me, the little girl told me my head was shaped like a potato.
Yay, spun!
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God. That's why I know I could never have kids. Because just watching them for a summer.
Yeah.
I was like, we did crank calls. Wasn't enough.
So if you just let your hair go and not color it at all, you would have some gray in along the sides.
Yeah. I mean, I just got it done. I get it done like every 3.5 months. So what you see is what it is. It's not, I mean, there's a few in there.
I have some gray. I would not ever bother with coloring my hair or any of that. If my hair goes gray, it goes gray.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me at all. Is most of your gray chasing your beard or your hair, or is it sort of a mixture of both?
Equally split.
Equally split with the gray hair.
Chase has multiple colors. So your top, your hair and your head is what color?
Brown, light brown.
A light brown. And then your beard
is red.
But then like right here, it gets like strawberry blonde.
Just a bundle of surprises.
If that's what you want to call it.
Yeah.
If that's what gets you to sleep at night, man, go ahead and tell yourself. Well, scientists say that they figured out that, why stress, if you're stressed out all the time, that really, you know, turns your hair gray. Like, you know, when a president goes into office and they're all, you know, they have no gray hair, and then they come out 4 years later or 8 years later
completely
white.
And we talked about Obama off the air, how different, although Chase said he looked like garbage. I think he looked like garbage when he got out.
He looked tired, okay?
You look tired from what? You come in here, you sit down, you do some Photoshop, and then you go home and sit down and play video games, and you're tired.
Yeah, like
running the country.
Yeah, yesterday, your biggest accomplishment was Photoshopping me onto a brawny package.
Which was really funny.
It was.
That's on our Instagram or Facebook. You can follow us at 93.1 The Wolf.
Listen, you did a nice job on
Thank
that,
you.
Okay?
That degree at ECU paid off.
That's really the most strenuous thing you did yesterday.
When you paid your $3 in interest on your student loans yesterday, were you like, you know what, today it's worth it.
Today, you take that and you spend it.
Right. Well, the scientists found that when your fight or flight response is triggered, it can produce a chemical that attacks the cells that color your hair.
Mm.
And when that happens enough times, your hair will go gray permanently.
So basically, it dyes your hair, kills it.
The stress is the stress. And everybody's stressed, man. Everybody's got stress. Some people more than others, but everybody's got stress. You know, I think what's the biggest cause of stress?
Money. Finance.
Money, yeah.
Money, life, being alive.
Living.
Breathing, yeah.
Breathing.
A blanket costs me money.
We pay to live.
Yeah, exactly. We pay a lot, you know.
To live.
We really do. And no wonder everybody's going gray.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just gets maxed out on the stress. It's kids, too. Kids and money.
Do you know what helps all of that?
What's that?
Drugs.
Okay.
You have to pay for those, too, though.
And they're expensive. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. You know, we were just talking about stress earlier, and money causes stress, worrying about finances. You know, when I think back to my childhood and my parents, I don't know how my parents did it. I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't know how. They must have been so stressed about money all the time. There were two of us. It's just my sister and I. It wasn't like we had 12 kids or anything, but they just had to be stressed all the time about how to keep everything afloat. It's crazy. It's a wonder I'm not gray after, you know, I mean, I know how much stress that I felt like I've had in my life since I had kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I got one who's 20 and one who's 16, and I'm, you know, I'm still stressed about finances. You know, money can't buy happiness, but it will buy you peace of mind.
You know how much stress you cause on the rest of us?
Sure, it's a lot, yeah. I'm not the boss anymore, so you shouldn't be stressed about me.
No, but you're still bossy.
Yeah, I know. All right, we got another chance for you to qualify for the running of the balls coming up later on today. We have got Dale Knows Everything on the way, too. I hope it's a question today that's easy.
It is. Let me get it right here. It is. It's about music.
Oh, okay.
It's been a while since we've done one about music, and you're very well versed in music, so a lot of pressure on you, but I feel I feel like you could get this.
Nice. That's coming up about 7:10.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 6:53. It's good news story time.
And this is a roller coaster of a good news story, okay? Pizza guy in Michigan, his name's Raiden. He's on a pizza delivery, leaves his keys in his car, car running, goes to deliver the pizza, comes back, car's gone. Somebody stole his car. So he happens to meet up with this guy, Kevin, and here's how it worked. The car gets stolen. Kevin is driving in his car, notices a car going down the wrong way. The woman who stole Raiden's car is the one who's driving down the wrong way. And I know you're, what you're thinking. Like, of course, leave it to a woman to be driving the car down the wrong way. But Sam Hunt did it too, okay? Let's take it easy. So, he calls 911, turns around to try to follow her, you know, figure out where she's going. She ends up sideswiping a car, gets out, starts running. Kevin chases the woman who stole the car down, stays with her.
Citizen's arrest.
Until 911 comes. Turns out she has some mental health issues. But the car is, like, total. The car's wrecked.
Oh, no.
And he finds out that Raiden needs a new car. Kevin goes, well, you know what? I was going to sell my minivan anyway, but you need a car more than I need the money. You can just have it. So not only does he find the woman who stole Raiden's car, solves the case, stays with her until 911 comes. He then gifts Raiden his minivan.
Give that guy a cookout tray or something.
Yeah.
My gosh.
He needs to be heavily rewarded for what he did.
The community needs to come together and get him something.
Because if that was you, I'd be like, you know what? This isn't my business. I don't know what's happening. I shouldn't get involved.
See the woman driving the wrong way down the road. Well, what do you expect?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe she knows something. I don't know.
Good story, yeah. Nice.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
A little Kyle fact, I am from Missouri. I grew up in, I'm from Missouri. I grew up in a town called Lake Tappawingo, Missouri. You are not from there. I would know if you were. And it is all rednecks. My family is all rednecks. Lake Tappawingo's full of rednecks. My uncle is the king, self-appointed, of the rednecks. My uncle has a redneck rule. This is true. All of his daughters are named after different Allman Brothers songs. So my cousins are Jessica and Melissa and Jessica live at the Beacon Theater, 1973. You know, thanks. Yeah, yeah. Give it up for her. She's a little louder and longer than her sisters, you know, kind of a bonus kid.
Hear Five After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Dale knows everything.
93.1 The Wolf. Who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott, we're going to play Dale Knows Everything. How it works is we ask Dale a question. He'll either know the answer or make it up. You have to decide which it is, okay?
Okay.
All right, Dale, your question. Only three people have sold 100 million albums worldwide as a solo artist and 100 million albums as part of a group. Yeah. I'll give you two. I want you to give me the third one, okay? Right. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, with Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5.
Yep. Paul McCartney. With
Paul McCartney and the Beatles.
And who
Phil
else?
Collins and Genesis.
Scott, does Dale know everything or is he wrong?
Dale knows everything.
Dale does know everything. Does. Man, that wasn't even like a thought. That
no, just your head is that is the thing, Chase, and you'll agree with it. You're, as a radio person, your head is full of useless information like that.
Yes.
Crazy.
All right, well, congratulations, Scott. You're going to see Wake Forest play Carolina on February 11th, and we're going to get you qualified for the running of the balls.
This is the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. 93.1 The
Wolf. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, just quickly here, because I think that call playback was low. That question, the answer, the third act in that was Phil Collins and Genesis. You couldn't hardly hear it on that playback on that call. I don't know what's going on. This thing drives me nuts.
All I can think about when Phil Collins is...
Bum, 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 bum. Yeah!
Yes.
Phil Collins, one of the greatest drummers of all time. Some of the greatest drummers. I saw him on one of the British talk shows. They play that game where they would had a drummer play drum riffs, and then he had to guess whether it was him or somebody else. It's kind of a fun game. You know, I don't think that's me. It is you, bud.
What a talent. His son, too, is crazy good.
His son is a great drummer, and his son out there, you know, Phil's got some health issues, and he can't stand very long.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he used to walk up and hit the drums on the, you know, and in the air tonight, and he can't do that anymore. So his son goes on tour, and his son plays all the drum parts.
If you're Phil Collins' son, you have to either be great at drums or not play them at all.
Yeah, stay, never touch. Oh, I don't like drums. Yeah. There is no in between.
Nope.
You cannot be mediocre, can you? That's for sure. 7:27 right now. I got a chance for it to qualify for the mega ticket again coming at 8:10. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. How do you organize your closet? All right. So we're going to go over to Amy here in just a second. Some people just don't even bother with it. They just throw the stuff in there, however it is, and just rummage through it to find what they want. I can't do that. Now, I did learn this from someone else. I had when I worked with her in Washington and Atlanta, she was my assistant in Atlanta, and she showed me about organizing by color, okay? So that's what I started doing. My clothes are in my closet sectioned off by color, but that's really the only thing that I do. I don't separate the long and the short sleeves among the colors. I just go to that color. Now, Amy does it this way.
I separate by sleeve length entirely.
All right.
And then so it goes from... Like jackets, coats, cardigans.
Is this left to right or right to left? How does this work?
I go, if I'm looking at the closet, left to right.
As you would read.
Left to right. Yes, exactly. Right. So long sleeves, all the cards, long sleeves. Then you go to 3/4 length, t-shirts, you know, the short sleeves, tank tops. Then I go to skirts, dresses. And then on the other, because I have an L-shaped closet, on the short part are my gym clothes. I hang up everything. I don't have any like dresser or bureaus.
Which most of the time, we've only seen Nike sweatshirts and gym clothes.
Yeah,
exist.
I only wear the same five things.
Yeah. Right, you're in a quick turnaround rotation with your clothes there.
Absolutely, that's why I have a washer and dryer.
Yeah, but what I do not hang up sweaters. Because if you hang up sweaters, because sweaters are real seasonal and they get that little
notch.
Notch in the shoulder, and I don't like that. Plus, it stretches them out, so I fold them.
So there's a key to doing that. You fold them in half, so like the sleeves are lined up, and then you can hang it over the hanger a certain way.
Yeah. Yes.
If you can like fold them correctly over the hanger, so they don't get those notches in the shoulders.
Right. Go ahead, Dale.
No. Go.
I was going to say, I kind of have a similar situation, like organizing problem is my sock drawer.
Oh, yeah, you and the socks, man.
I have a bunch.
Why? You just group them up. You pair them up. How is that hard?
Okay, I'll take a picture of my sock drawer when I get home.
I don't. Just because you're too lazy to do it doesn't mean that it's a hard thing to do. I want to know why you don't do it.
I do do it. I do put the socks together, but they get disorganized in the drawer.
All right, well...
How are you trying to organize your paired socks?
I do no-shows, ankles... Then if I have tube socks, which I usually don't, and then the,
yeah, you ruined all those, huh?
here's Justin Moore on the Wolf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. How do you organize your closet? 680-WOLF is our number. Yes.
Hey, you talking closet organization?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you got to have your color together first. Then you got to have your different types of shirts or articles of clothing together. And then you have to have your hangers all going over the rod instead of under. Because if they go under, they're harder to take off.
I agree with you about the hangers. So you separate your clothes by color and then organize each color by, like, sleeve length or...
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I sure do.
Man,
the only way to
that,
do your closet.
That is like the ultimate closet organization. I'm impressed. What's your name?
Josh. I wish it could stay that way the entire time, but unfortunately it can't. Sometimes I just fail at what I want to do, and but I wish it could stay like that.
Let me tell you something, pal. You're miles ahead of most people with that, I can tell you right now. Right.
Well, I try to be. I mean, I'm not trying to be better than anyone, just trying to have a little bit of organization about myself.
Try to maintain a pace. I get it, man. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Okay, buddy. See you, bye.
Later.
Now, also on the suits, I got several suits, and I'm like you, Amy. I'm an L shape, so in the L over to the left, I have the suits on the top, where I got a top and a lower rack in my closet.
Oh.
So I hang the suits, you know, on the top.
You know, it was also a game changer for me. Yeah. I got these shoe racks from Target, right?
Yeah.
I want to say they were like $8 or something, and they're expandable. They're not like these nice shoe things, but they're expandable, and you can also stack them.
Yes.
So that was a game changer for my shoes, because the one I could put, I have three of them, and I could put one like fully expanded, and then the other two, though they couldn't fully expand, I could stack on top.
Yeah.
I was like,
I'm a
nice
big believer in taking advantage of all available space.
Absolutely.
And like on the back of doors, a couple of my doors, I have some racks that have the shoes inside of them that they stay enclosed. And then others I just have still, you know, in a shoe box on a shelf in the closet.
Ooh, those will resell. You can sell them on Poshmark. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. But I will never do that. Yeah. It is too much work. I won't do it. I think of all the songs that Brooks and Dunn have done that do sound great, turned up loud. That list is long.
I agree. Almost every song.
What a great duo they were. Had won so many awards. And that redone album that Ronnie has, excellent.
Mm-hmm. Is that good driving music?
It is good driving music. If you're looking for a playlist next time when you're out on a long road trip, I highly recommend Ronnie's album, Redone. It's good. And then the reboot album with... you know, all these other artists singing with them. There's some great stuff on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. It's almost 8 o'clock now. About another minute, it'll be 8 o'clock. Are you guys ready for your Nimrod News headline today?
Yes, ready? Hit me.
All right, off we go to the land of law and order. If you need a hint on the state, please let me know. I have one prepared if you need one. Here's your headline. Guy busted in adult store for stealing lingerie and a fireman's pump.
I would like a hint, please.
This state is home to one of the most loved and hated football teams in America.
Alabama?
No.
Let me zero it in to the NFL.
Oh, New England.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Patriots, Massachusetts.
There were two possible good answers to this. You both went to the wrong one.
Packers?
No, the Dallas Cowboys. This happened in Houston, though.
I'm new at sports, okay? I'm learning.
Okay.
I know Dallas Cowboys, no touchdowns, ever.
What?
He's giving a historical fact that he thinks is correct.
Sports.
All right. There's a 23-year-old guy named Jaquan Thompson. He goes into an adult store in Houston on Monday night and stole the following things. 21 pieces of lingerie, all teddies, by the way. Nothing else, just the teddies.
From Victoria's Secret, that's like $4,000.
All right, so also stole some lube, some special beads, and something called the fireman pump. Now, all this added up to about $1,100 in merchandise. There were video cameras. He was easily identified, apprehended just hours later.
I'm sure he was easily identified with the dollar sign he has tattooed between his eyebrows.
Does he?
Yes.
Yeah. Look at him. There he is.
What a good boy.
He's all about them Benjamins, man.
Yeah.
I would have been buying it off Facebook Marketplace. Thank God he got caught.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
Did you know if you have a Sam's Club membership, there will be a new product available for you at the food court, as I call it. Oreo flavored popcorn.
Oh, I'm on the fence about that.
Will it be more sweet or salty? That's the question.
It's probably a good mix of both. Is that what you guys have in Sam's Club? Or what do you have together? Dale and Chase pretended to be lovers and that they shared an apartment so they could get a
That's Costco.
Costco,
yeah.
Why do you give out our secrets?
Because I want people to know. It's the real you. Tomorrow we'll reveal your real name.
Wait, what? So, yes. But the problem is $5.
Is that a lot? Considering what it...
That's a lot for that.
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff is so cheap there at the food counter.
So, we'll see. We'll see if that takes off.
I know, but they have... children crushing it by hand in the back. They need to pay them.
Yeah, you're right. St. Petersburg, Florida we go, where Mark Orkent was recently arrested for starting a fire inside his apartment to keep warm. He allegedly set fire to a stack of paperwork at 3 a.m. and set off the building smoke detectors. The fire department quickly responded, extinguished the blaze with no injuries. He was charged with first-degree arson.
We were just talking about the school that I got kicked out of that they don't acknowledge me and I don't acknowledge them, Eastern Kentucky University. It was a Friday night and my friend and I were walking in the hallway and jokingly I pulled the, what's it called? The
fire alarm?
No, the fire extinguisher. I pulled it off the wall and I started spraying them with it, but it was old and it wouldn't stop spraying. We freaked out, threw it in the stairwell and a 20-story dorm building, the Commonwealth building, cleared out at midnight on a Friday night.
All because you...
Yes, and they brought everyone on the 9th floor. And of course they find out that, I mean, fire departments are in everything, that the 9th floor is the one where the thing's missing, out, you know, off the thing. And so they brought everybody when you checked back in from the 9th floor, and my friend, his name was Jonathan, and I are covered in this, like, green mist stuff. And I remember he turned to look at me, and it just, like, sifted off of his head. I was like, listen, I'm going to go tell them what we did. I just had to pay a $35 fine.
And they're like, here's your degree. Don't say you came here.
They did not give me a degree. They sent my mom a letter that said she's under no circumstances to return to this school.
Oh,
that was the final straw.
A proud moment.
Yeah, proud moment. Speaking of schools, North Carolina has passed a law that now requires high schoolers to take personal finance classes before they can graduate.
It's great.
The new requirement will go into effect in the upcoming school year, so 2020 school year. Administrators hope the course will help millennials better manage their finances.
Good for them. That's a phenomenal idea.
That's actually something useful.
Yes. You
know, I just kind of think that they should just take Algebra 2 out of the curriculum and replace that with like Life 101.
Take algebra out.
And teach people how to do things that they're going to need to, you know, like how to apply for a loan,
mm-hmm.
how to do a resume, and how to dress for an interview, and how, you know, all these kinds of
things. How to make a budget, how to stick with the budget.
Take Algebra 2, take Algebra 1 out, because my teeny tiny mind in Randleman, when they started adding letters into math, I was like, nah, we done.
Once they brought shapes in, I'm like, this isn't even real. You're just making it up.
Why do I need to know what that shape does?
It's a rhombus.
Yeah.
I remember that.
How many times have we needed to draw a rhombus since you left geometry class?
That's how I got hired here. They said, draw a rhombus. I was like, oh no.
Great story. Yeah.
On this date in 1942, Tupperware was invented.
Oh, that's when all the ladies started getting together for Tupperware parties.
Yep.
This one closes and seals. Listen to it.
Yeah.
Do that.
Keep that food fresh.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Well, sad fact, I guess. The brain starts slowing down at around age 24.
No doubt.
I believe that. It's for sure. You know, your ability and your capacity to learn is so high when you're young, when you don't really want to. You know, most people are like, I can do that later. It's like learning a second language or any of those stuff. Do it when you're young, please. Well,
they talk about, that's why people always say, life gets faster. It's not. It's because it's become so mundane and you're on autopilot for a lot of it that it seems slower for children because they're learning new things constantly. If you continued that into adulthood, your life would not feel like it's just flying by you.
Amy Reed, life coach.
Gotta get busy. Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's 8:34. Another chance to qualify for the mega ticket. We've had some calls. When are you gonna do it again? Mm-hmm. When are you gonna do it again? So when are we gonna do it again?
Let's do it.
That's a lot of noise.
8:40. I was moving. I had to look to see what we had coming up.
she really put her strength into that.
She did. Manly arms.
The biceps are looking good. Yeah, I'm getting a little fluffy from my winter weight gain.
It's okay.
Biceps still looking strong.
Yeah. All right. Well, I told you there was this child abduction here a while back. This attempted child abduction. It was foiled by someone who was very observant. This girl was nearly kidnapped at a Biscuitville.
Oh, my gosh.
Here in Greensboro. And there was a guy who was in line with these other people, and he noticed this guy had spent an inordinate amount of time staring at this child. So he was kind of keeping his eye on him. Then he heard the child say to her mother she needed to go to the bathroom. So she went to the bathroom, and he saw the guy follow her, okay? So he follows him, and he is lurking outside the bathroom door while the child is in the bathroom. And then when she came out, the guy attempted to grab her.
Oh, my God.
And then there was a brief little skirmish. The guy ran, and he took off, but not before this concerned bystander was able to take a picture with his phone of his car and his license plate. And they were able to catch the guy.
Good for him.
That's quick thinking.
Yes, absolutely. That's, first of all, to be that observant. A lot of people are not.
So, and the police clearly said, had this guy not been that observant, this could have had a horrible outcome. You know, this guy could have went ahead and grabbed her and been out of there before anybody knew she was gone. But the guy was observant enough to know that something was off about this guy. And ended up, you know, quite possibly saving that child's
life. Doesn't that give you goosebumps talking about it? Man. Yeah.
So, you know, just watch out. You know, be on the lookout. It's easy
pay attention to surroundings.
It's easy to get relaxed. Be aware of your surroundings. Yeah. Don't be a volunteer victim. All that kind of stuff. Just know who's around you. Know what's going on. I know everybody gets busy, but that's an example right there of just, you're in your zone. You're not thinking about anything like that happening. And lo and behold, somebody, thank goodness, was observant enough to notice that something wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
The guy was in the restaurant by himself, and he just happened to notice, this is weird. And then when he followed the girl to the restroom, that's when his antenna really went up.
Oh, I'm sure. My gosh. Could you even imagine? And that little girl, like, she's probably like, what's happening?
Yeah. So I pointed out, first of all, in case you hadn't heard, and secondly, just when you hear something like that, it makes you raise your awareness level.
Yeah.
So that's really the whole purpose of telling you that, is that raise your awareness level a little bit, because you never know. And, way to go. That guy did such a great job.
Absolutely.
Acting when he should have. Oh, man, that's a good one. Riley Green, I wish grandpas never died. All right, we got to get out of here and make way for Clay. J.D. Walker is coming in next. More chance to win $1,000 with Instagram on the way. It only happens here on The Wolf. Back tomorrow for Friday. Tomorrow's show.
It's a doozy.
It's a doozy tomorrow.
It's going to be a roller coaster.
It is going to be a roller coaster of entertainment and emotions tomorrow morning on the show.
Some people thrilled.
Some people will be. I hate to admit it, but yes, some people will be thrilled. Others will be sad. But it will be a roller coaster tomorrow on this program. Do not miss it.
Some it'll take time to sink in.
Yes, it will take time.
And realize
what you guys have done.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's all tomorrow, but in the meantime, this Lippy has gone dongzilla. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Have a great Thursday. We'll see you for Friday tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.